Bernie Sanders took his campaign for the Democratic nomination for president to the University of New Hampshire Sunday evening for the first time this primary season. The result, a big, enthusiastic crowd. But NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports, even in the throng of young people, there are those who doubt that Sanders can pull off the political revolution he's pushing for.
In a college town, Bernie Sanders does not struggle to attract a crowd. For instance, in July, 10,000 people turned out in Madison, Wisconsin. Last night in Durham, it was more than 3,000.
You may not know this, but what you are part of tonight is the largest turnout for any presidential candidate in New Hampshire. Thank you.
What Sanders delivered was a standard Sanders stump speech, heavy on rhetoric opposing corporate America and promoting economic justice, a section on racial discrimination and police violence, and a section on paid family and sick leave. And of course, in a college town, you gotta have this.
I have introduced legislation that would make public colleges and universities throughout our country tuition free.
Sanders' plan is to create a tax on financial transactions in the stock market, 50 cents on every $100 of shares traded. He hopes it would raise the $75 billion a year he would need to pay for his free college plan. It's more ambitious than what Hillary Clinton has proposed, which she has been calling, quote, debt-free college and would cost less than half as much. And it does go over well with this crowd.
What do you guys think of the big issues for you? What?
Definitely college tuition is a big one.
Affording college.
Student Tom Mastorakis thinks, why not double that so-called Wall Street tax?
I mean, I like the whole, taxing the Wall Street and whatnot, because I thought that can really be, a very effective way to make money, considering there's billions of dollars in there, and you could even tax it, up at a dollar for every $100 in the future, if that works for the paying college tuition, and maybe set that money aside for other aspects of the economy.
But the tricky thing about college students, they're learning how to think for themselves. And some in this crowd doubt that Sanders can pull this off. Veronica Little confesses that she's a Hillary Clinton fan.
I get frustrated because it's easy to stand up and be like, UNH, everything's going to be free for you in 4 years. And the answer is that it won't. And to sell that to young students and to hang your hat on that as your political campaign idea, I think, is sort of misleading.
Things are often, in fact, trickier than they seem in stump speeches. An analysis of Sanders' proposal by the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center found it would only probably pull in about 2/3 of what he needs to pay for his free college plan. And that's assuming that a Congress that would go along with all of this gets elected along with him. But Sanders has a plan for this as well. That plan? Build a total political revolution.
No president can do what has to be done for the middle class and working people of this country alone. I need your help, not just during this campaign. I will need your help the day after the election.
Whether Sanders ever gets the chance to put this political revolution to the test will depend on what happens in the days remaining between now and primary day. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.